A professor with the University of Saskatchewan hopes to have a manual Hydrovac system for cleaning and disinfecting swine transport equipment operational by the end of 2016. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
As part of research being conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork, scientists are working to automate the washing and disinfection of swine transport vehicles to reduce the risk of spreading disease. The Prairie Agricultural Machinery Institute is developing a Hydrovac-based system for washing the equipment. Vito Intervac is examining methods to ensure the pathogens are deactivated, and the Prairie Swine Center is evaluating the design of the trailers. Dr. Terry Fonstead, a professor in the College of Engineering at the University of Saskatchewan, says the goal is to reduce the time it takes to clean swine transportation equipment and ensure all organisms capable of causing disease have been killed.
So we completed phase one, which is a pilot testing of a system to modify a Hydrovac system used in the construction industry into a wash system for the inside of the trucks. And we did a literature review with the veterinarians, the College of Engineering and the veterinarians, to come up with what physically would inactivate pathogens. There was a lot of information out there from the veterinarian side of it, how to manage them with the herd, but nothing really of how to inactivate a bacteria. And when you think about a bacteria, that's about a micron. 1,000 microns is a millimeter, and so you could put 1,000 bacteria on the edge of a dime, and so you're trying to kill something that's quite small, and it can get caught in small crevices. And so what they came up with is that they realized that if we could heat those bacteria to 70 degrees C for a certain amount of time, it would inactivate bacteria, pathogens, and viruses. And so that was promising, and also the results of phase one of the Hydrovac was quite promising. And so we moved on to phase two, and that's where we are now.
Dr. Fonstead says the hope is to have a manual system for washing the trailers and confirmation of the pathogen kill by the end of the year, at which point the project can move on to automation. For Farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.